like it.
All right, hey boys. Hi, Ty. So we have a very special day today. Today is a birthday day.
Is it?
Birthday day.
Yeah.
It's huge.
It's huge, man. You can just feel the buzz up here.
I can smell the buzz.
Yeah.
Today.
And the glove.
Bob.
Yes, sir.
You start your 49th trip around the sun?
50th trip around the sun,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, technically. Yeah. Yes.
Because zero is not really
a number.
How old's your kid? Zero.
Uh-huh.
Celebrating his zero year.
I'm going to start saying that. Oh, my God, your baby's so cute. How old is he?
Zero. Idiot. How old do you think he is? Dummy.
Is he walking? Then he's zero.
Now leave.
The big 4-9 tomorrow.
Give me some money.
Which sounds so old.
49?
Yeah.
Fine.
This is a weird one.
It starts sounding old at... what's the first age where you think it sounds old?
40.
38?
Yeah, maybe 40. I don't remember. That's the thing. I can't remember those things.
If you could check college age you, what would you have said?
24.
Exactly.
Bro, I'll never be that old. Losers are that old.
49 tomorrow.
Well, happy birthday.
Thanks, man.
All right, Ty.
What will I do?
I asked to take the floor right now because I had a present for Bob.
Oh, Ty, you're easily the most thoughtful person.
No, not really.
In
but
history.
Just did a full segment on no presents, no gifts.
Yeah,
no gifts.
But I wanted,
Ty,
in lieu of flowers,
I wanted to give this to you, and to give this to you, I have to have the setup. And I asked Mino if he would find some audio that we could play to set up what your present
don't
is
all
about.
Don't open that.
Don't open it yet.
Well, I'm not. I'm
don't
just
come
hold,
out here,
I'm just,
cat.
I'm just holding it.
All right, Mino, fire it off.
We're here today with Sparky Anderson, manager of the Detroit Tigers. And Sparky, it's truly an honor to interview you, and thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure.
All right. Well, that's the classic audio of Bob interviewing Sparky Anderson.
Here again with Sparky Anderson.
Of the Detroit Tigers.
Of the Detroit Tigers. I'm 19 years old.
How many times have you interviewed him before this?
Zero.
Oh.
And so you're asking, why am I here again?
Yeah.
With Sparky Anderson. That is 3-day-old Camden Yards. The stadium
beautiful.
Just opened.
That smelled wonderful.
And
you fake your way in? Did
yes,
you tell
my,
him,
well,
or tell him you were with somebody?
My con was to go see the new Baltimore Orioles stadium because I'm all about baseball, and I had to come up with a reason, and so I used fake letterhead of our student television station. And tried to pass it off as a real television station because it had call letters. Well, who needs to know? It's a fake television station for students. So I sent the Orioles a credential request because I was interviewing Sparky Anderson.
You'd set the interview up prior.
Well, no. Then I also sent something to the Tigers saying, I am an Orioles reporter, and I would like to visit with Sparky Anderson. So it's a double con.
How do they allow that?
It's a double con.
Different time.
It's Sparky Anderson.
Yeah.
Like, he's a god amongst managers at the time,
right.
And some punk-ass kid just gets to walk in there.
And there's a very good possibility I also sent something to the Orioles to try to get, like, Cal Ripken. But I was unsuccessful for that one.
But you got Sparky.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this present does deal with that, so you can go ahead. I gave you the envelope. You can open it up.
Drum roll or,
and it's a smaller version of something you can make bigger if you'd like. I can do that for you. It's a picture I put together.
A picture you put together. Ladies and gentlemen. Aw, look at that.
It's a still of a video of you with Sparky Anderson. And if you look at the card, I found the Topps 86 card of Sparky Anderson.
Did.
And if you look at the top, I changed it a little bit.
Oh, look what he put.
Of the Detroit Tigers. Because they're definitely not the Tigers in
they're
that piece
Targers.
Of audio. Listen carefully and see if you know what a Tiger is.
What year would this have been?
92.
Okay, so Bob's suit, if you will, that he's wearing, he looks like he's a member of the Fab Five.
That is Randy Wilkie's sports coat. Randy was down the hall at our dorm, and he was of similar size of mine, and I asked him, do you have a sports coat? Because I'm going sports casting, and you have to have a sports coat
sure.
to do that.
Is this the most nervous you've ever been when interviewing anyone?
I think so.
That has to be.
What about Brett Hull?
That was at least far enough down the road that I had actually done interviews before. This is the first time I had interviewed a famous person,
and it's
probably also the first time I had interviewed, period. Okay, touche. That's very nice of you, Ty.
That's so
you
awesome,
Ty. You can put that in a little frame on your office.
Darn right.
And it'll be in his backpack 5 years from now, Ty.
Probably.
This is a one of one, is what this is.
One of one.
Yeah.
Darn. Kind of like Birmingham's wedding invitation. Still in there. I'm horrible.
One of one.
Happy birthday, Bob. Play the
Ty, thank you so
Tarkers.
Much.
Play the interview again with him and Sparky.
We're here today with Sparky Anderson, manager of the Detroit Tigers. And Sparky, it's truly an honor to interview you, and thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure.
What a nice man.
Judge, my pleasure.
We're hearing you with Sparky Anderson.
Great jumping with you.
Actually, you do a pretty good version of that, don't you? Didn't you do that at one point?
I think, yeah, at some point. Yeah, it's awesome. You're just so shaky. And I mean, we've all been there, dude.
I just want to interview with you, you young man.
And we've all been there.
And can't you tell from 19-year-old me that the hair on top is already hanging on for dear life?
It looks okay there. Did you think it was falling out, though, at that age?
At that age, I was probably suspicious because it wasn't as thick right here as it was back here.
Maybe you should invest in a fedora.
Cha-cha-cha. What if you just wore a baseball hat your entire
just
life?
Like a damn man. Get in the dugout in here and take your pants off.
Whoa. Thanks, Ty.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Ty.
I like all flavors. Young, bald, man, woman, who cares?
Both. Those Tuskins.
Let's play ball.
When did Tony die?
Who?
When did he die?
I don't know.
Sparky?
Yeah, like he was almost dead there, right? But he's only like 38.
Almost dead there.
Sparky Anderson.
Say that about all of us.
2010.
Oh,
died.
My God.
At
he
what,
just
100?
Died.
He at, had to have been 100.
At the age of 76.
Yes, wait a minute. How old was he in that interview?
So when did he die? 2010?
He's 58 there, I think.
That guy's 58?
Yeah, that's right.
When I'm talking to...
Baseball's a hard life.
Well, and further, you have a 1986 card here.
Yep.
52?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's my age.
Look at that picture. He's 52.
Oh, my God!
Life was hard back then, Corby.
That's the story here. He's 52 in that picture.
That's right. A lot of boozing, a lot of women.
Dude!
He looks like he was at Omaha Beach.
When I stormed the beach of Sword.
Wow.
That is unbelievable.
That really is. People were older back then.
We're going to post-game this moment next.
You know, so let me tell you about a cool thing this weekend that wasn't a paintball birthday party.
Yeah. 3:40 here on Sports Radio 96.7, 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hardline. On a Friday.
Darn right.
June 25th, as we wrap up the last week. Well, I guess we got one more week before we head off for a little bit of time off. So you get us for another week next week, but we head into July. With a head full of steam.
Let's go.
As we got lots of basketball, obviously, obs to talk. And we'll do some fun along the way and, you know, a good time Friday show. So I posted a photo of that picture that Ty gave to Bob for his birthday. And, you know, we did the same thing. I found an old photo of Dale.
Oh, yeah. 45-year-old Dale or 42-year-old Dale?
Yeah, because Dale is 72 now, I believe.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And he's kind of looked exactly the same for the last three decades.
He really has.
Yeah.
That's amazing, because I found a photo from 97 or something like that.
So that's
maybe.
Good news, bad news, right? You don't totally look like you're aging.
Right.
Because it looks like you aged 30 years ago.
Yeah.
You've just kind of held steady. That worked for me. When I was 24, dude, you look like you're 44. But then when you get to 44, you kind of still look like you're 44-ish. You know?
So never ages.
Yeah, it's
exactly the same.
It's a different way to tackle life.
Well, I posted a photo of it in comparison to me and Danny, who are the same age as Sparky Anderson in this picture.
I mean,
and this isn't to say that you and I look good.
No, it's just that he looks 80.
Those are horrible pictures of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
We probably look our age. He does not look 52 years old, man.
I don't know if you guys do look your age, because it, I don't know, it's a weird thing, because now you're asking somebody who's 49 tomorrow to say what 52 looks like. But growing up, 52 kind of did look like this picture of Sparky Anderson. But now that you're close to that age, it doesn't look like people your age.
No.
Like, are those dentures? Like, does he have a fake set of teeth in that picture? It kind of looks like
know.
It, right?
Did a baseball hit him?
They're all symmetrically perfect, aren't they? And just big, bushy, white eyebrows and just... I mean, he spends every day in the sun, so true. Let's be fair to poor Sparky.
Yeah, I'm sure SPF 30 wasn't in his repertoire.
He's in a dugout.
Yeah, but he has to watch baseball every day.
Did that wear him down?
Yeah. I mean, look at Ty. The guy does Diamond Talk every night. He looks horrible.
Like, how old would you look if you had to watch 40 games and then spring training ended?
Oh, my God.
And then the 40. Season starts.
Yeah.
For 162 more. And
do it again next year.
The quest there is to keep playing into October, if possible.
Okay.
Which Sparky Anderson did.
Sparky, when he was managing the Reds, he started managing the Reds, the Big Red Machine, when they won multiple World Series in 1970, which would have made him
36. He was born in 36, correct?
Or was he born in 34? Yeah.
Okay.
So he's
36 years old.
36 years old.
I would like to show you.
Is this first year Sparky Anderson?
Sparky Anderson at 36.
No way. That can't be.
Yes. What the hell?
Well, he also, to his credit, man, it seems like he had gray hair since he was 25.
Yeah.
Like the kids, like Billie Eilish.
And that is one thing that will make you look your age more than anything is the, I mean, at 50 years old, you should probably be about half and half. My grandfather, thank God, had black hair until the day he died when he was, I think, 89.
Yeah.
He had some of the poly walnut stuff on the side.
Yeah. Hey.
And I'm getting it. It's just slow. It's coming.
Yeah. No, I have a little gray on the... You know, the sides here.
You have to look for it, but it's there.
Oh, yeah. But old Spark, man. That's a thing, too, because, you know, that's like when I became sports conscious, one of the first things I remember in sports was the Cincinnati Reds and the Big Red Machine. Because when I went to baseball camp at UTA when I was in kindergarten, they had the film reel set up of like the 15, 20-minute... condensed version of that famous World Series with the Red Sox.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, this is really cool. And but anyway, you would see Sparky Anderson all the time in the 70s. He was huge. He was the biggest name in the game.
He was.
Outside of the players. And if you would have asked me at like 8 how old Sparky Anderson was, I'm not joking. I think I would have said 70.
I think that's fair.
And he was... In his mid-30s.
Somebody on Twitter points out maybe it has to do with the fact that he had to live in Detroit.
Well.
We have to consider everything. Was he a smoker? A big smoker?
Had to have been. And how old was he when he died, did we determine?
2010. So 76.
Yep. Or so. I mean, you know.
Muscle mass.
That'll work.
Which he looked his entire life.
Man, he may be at the very top of that dudes that looked older for whatever reason in the 70s and 80s.
Who was our favorite non-George Blanda quarterback in this department?
The Packer guy.
John Hadle?
John Hadle. 100% John Hadle. That's amazing.
My dad. Someday we should call my dad about John Hadle. He was so bitter.
I mean... But John Hadle was just bald, and he kept the Bob Newhart thing on the side.
Yeah, but it was also like a trade that made the Packers crash and burn at the end. Let's see, which is his Packer card? His 1976 Topps card.
Oh, my God.
What if your team...
He looks like one of the Three Stooges.
What if your team would have traded for that guy to be your quarterback?
You feel real good about things?
My dad is still mad about that.
Who did they trade to get him?
I feel like it was pretty substantial. Because I think he was maybe good for the Chargers, but it was a lot. I think it was a couple ones. The 1974 trade that set the Packers back two decades, this article is called. And they traded for John Hadle at age 34 for five draft picks. First and second for 2 years in a row. How about that? And then look at this guy's picture. This is why you need Twitter back then. You could have stopped this trade.
Y.A. Tittle looked old for his age, but again, he was just kind of bald.
So this is a Dan Devine trade. And Devine paid first, second, third in 1975, and first and second in 1976 to get John Hadle. He was 34.
How many Super Bowls did you guys win after that?
I don't think we won anything. I don't think we won a single game.
Wait, who'd you trade him to or from?
It was with the Chargers, right?
Okay.
I think. The Chargers.
Well, old people sure are funny. That's kind of the... And by the way, happy anniversary to you, Danny. I do not want to let this day go by. I know Bob's taking up all, you know, like, hey, it's my birthday, you better...
I did not say anything of the sort.
Yep.
But Danny,
mm-hmm.
Dear sweet Danny, this is your moment. This is your epitaph.
Was it 13 years ago? 14?
12 years 12? Ago today that you gave us this announcement to alert us to the death of this... You alerted the maybe world. Over a million people... In the Metroplex.
At least.
Breaking news. We have just learned that Michael Jackson is dead at 50.
And that happened with me sitting on TMZ, refreshing every second until it became official, and that's when I broke in. So I was, and they're always first.
Yeah, you,
always.
Yeah, we had to credit them, Bob,
yeah,
unfortunately.
Yeah, right.
Danny didn't get the scoop.
Let's celebrate with this email real quick. Tomorrow is the day, this comes to us from David, at 4:15, that you went on the air and said, breaking news, Michael Jackson is dead at 50. I know this because I had a stroke 1 minute later at 42 years old.
Oh?
What?
Obviously unrelated, I spent the next 5 days in the hospital paralyzed below the waist. I'm only telling you this because it is really causing me some weird feelings this year for some reason, and I feel like I need to let it out. And my wife has heard it a lot in the last couple of weeks. I turned 55 in August, listened to y'all since I moved to Dallas in 96, and was even on the prison guard roundtable with that Limp Bizkit dude and the girl who was pretty good. I was the short guy sitting across from Ryan's. This is just to let you know you'll always be on my mind on June 26th at 4:15 p.m.
One minute later?
1 minute later, he had a stroke. And was paralyzed for 5 days.
Incredible.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Glad you're here, brother.
Oh, my God.
Glad you are here.
Can I give you one last
Go ahead.
John Hadle fun fact?
Yeah.
So he played 2 years in Green Bay, 9 touchdowns, and 29 interceptions in the 22 games he played.
Oh, no.
And then they traded him again for far less, but a trade that got them Lynn Dickey.
There you have it.
All right. Well, Mavericks. Jason Kidd, it's officially official. You'll